This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
Hope. Hope is super important. That's step number four. So we have rapport, empathy, trust, and now we have hope. And hope, which I did in a session a few weeks ago, hope is all about letting them see the future that they could have as a result of buying from you and how your solution, product, or service specifically helps them. If you sell something that it's the same for everybody, right? Like you sell some kind of service that's literally the same for everybody. The key is to remember, again, they think they're the hero of their own story. If you sell it to them in a way that makes them feel like they're one of many and they're just general, then hopefully they'll buy, but sometimes they won't because they think it's just general and it's not about them. You really need to make it about them. And the hope step is where you do that. So you take what you learned in the empathy step, the information you found out about why they want or need what it is that you have to offer, and then how you can solve that. You go through the trust step at hope. You say, okay, based on what you told me, here's what we do. Here's what I have to offer. And here's how I think it will help you with X, Y, and Z. Whatever that is, whatever their situation was, whatever their goal is, they want to get out of debt. They not just get out of debt, right? They want to get out of debt so that they can buy a house next year for their family because they're currently renting. Maybe they have a baby on the way and so on. Now, when you're talking about your solution, whatever that is, now it's about them. Like, here's how this program is going to help you get out of debt so that you can buy a house next year because you need more space, right? It's all about them. And again, your program to help people get out of debt, fix their credit, change insurance, buy a car, buy a couch, like it doesn't matter even if you sell the same thing to everybody and it's one package. Like at the end of the day, there's one SKU, there's one item on the invoice or one thing that everyone gets charged for. It's about how it helps them and how it will get them to a better place, help them achieve their goals, help them achieve what they want. And that is so important. So when you're doing this, make sure you save the part about you until the end. One of the biggest things that I do that always shocks people when I'm working in trade show booths, like for my clients, sometimes I go to their conferences and help them and support them in the trade show booth. So helping their team, showing their team how to close more sales from the booth or how to generate more leads standing in the conference, how to promote it better. And then also just closing deals myself and helping them with that revenue side. One of the biggest things that I do is the same way I do sales and the same way I do so many things. And this is what I teach people to do is that when someone walks up, they're just conditioned to ask, what do you do? So I'm standing in the booth. Someone says, what do you do? Right. And then they're expecting me to go on my giant monologue, which again, could waste time. There's so many times it just doesn't work and it's not a good fit. So what I do is say, hey, I am happy to tell you about what we do, but first tell me about what you do. And depending on what I'm there for and the booth and the service that's being provided, I'll ask some prompting questions like, tell me about this or tell me about that. And then that starts the conversation. I want to know. And then at some point I will say, well, based on what you told me, here's what we do. Here's why I think it's a good fit for you. Or based on what you told me, here's what we do. It's not a good fit. Here's what I suggest instead. And so that's really what we want to do. We want a rapport, empathy, which is that question asking phase, and then the trust. Then that's where you can talk about yourself. Again, not so much about your solution. That's coming in the next step. That's the hope phase. But for now, it's about the trust step. It's about building that trust through those other parts and then solidifying it with you, your company, the logos, the testimonials, the social proof. Those kind of things where it says, hey, based on what you told me, here's what we do. Let me tell you about us. Then this is the part that's going to be important. We're going to cover this next week because this is a really big deal. Then in the next step, which is the hope phase, which is based on what you told me, here's what we provide and here's how I think it can help you. And so that's a really big key. So I wanted to keep today very focused, keep it a little bit shorter, focused on the trust step. And really, this is a big game changer because, again, a lot of people in sales, especially people who are struggling. And again, I use the phrase order taker, the label order taker. Again, I'll say this all the time. It's not a scarlet letter. It's not a permanent branding. It's not a negative connotation. It's just a state of affairs with somebody's closing process, maybe abilities, skills, training, and then ultimately the stats. If you're closing the easy ones and you're hoping people buy from you without a process or strategy, then you're in this category. My goal is to help you be a sales professional, to be proactive in these conversations. That's why it's authentic persuasion, not just authentic order taker, and not just persuasion, because persuasion without the authenticity and transparency part is probably going to feel gross and more like manipulation. I want you to do both. And so that is the key here, is to help you put things in a better framework. Because again, I see a lot of people who are afraid of selling or afraid of what sales means because they think it's about that pushy self-promotion part that they don't want to do, but they think that's a requirement, and it's not. That is the classic old school sales model. I want you to follow a different model. So again, we have the rapport, empathy, and trust, and then the rest of the pathway, which we'll cover. Again, if you have any questions about this, you want any of this framework, you want to see the authentic persuasion pathway. Also, I have some eBooks. If you want, email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. Happy to send you any resources. Also, like I said, if you don't have a copy of Selling with Authentic Persuasion, email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. And I'm happy to send you the link for covering the shipping. And then I'll sign a copy and I'll send it to you. That way you've got it and you can read through it and build upon what we're talking about here. And then lastly, like I mentioned early on, I have my private group coaching program. It's going to be super fun. Hoping to launch that in the next few weeks. And that's going to be an open forum, hot seat coaching, Q&A. Bring your questions, bring your challenges. It's not going to be a lecture group coaching program where it's like, I'm going to tell you these things. Most people have enough information. What I found with salespeople in all the sessions I've done, and like when I go to an office, I'll usually do very little training and more open it up. Everyone's got questions. They've got a scenario. They've got a situation. They want to know how to handle this. That's what this is for, at scale. Learn from me, share your challenges, learn from other people and the questions they ask. Make sure email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com, and I will send you the info. We'll get you on the waiting list for when that launches, and then we'll help you close more deals and make more money. And that's it for this session. Thanks for watching this, even as a replay. Sorry I couldn't be here live. Again, I am traveling. I'm at a conference. I might be speaking right now when you're watching this. So thank you for tuning in. Make sure to share this. Make sure to like it, because all of that helps promote it. Let's get all that out there. Again, my goal is to empower and encourage a million authentic persuaders. So the more you can share this information, this message, help other salespeople, anybody in sales, then we can start shifting the way sales is done and the way that consumers view sales, which will ultimately make it easier for salespeople because you'll have less resistance, which is what we want. So thanks for tuning in, and I will catch you next week.